Come on.
Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, the strong and powerful Andrew Rose. Andrew, are you ready to do this?
Let's do it.
Excellent. Let's do this. Andrew is the founder and CEO of Compare.com. He's on a mission to provide families a lifetime of savings so they can spend money on what they want instead of car insurance. I'm excited to have you on. Andrew, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
All right, let's jump in. I'm a husband of nearly 20 years, father of three.
Nice.
In my spare time, I find myself doing triathlons and marathons. Anything that's long and silly, you'll find me out there doing that. But what gets me going during the days, pays the bills, is running a company called Compare.com, which Compare.com does what it says. It compares auto insurance for consumers. It makes it simple and easy for people to see what the marketplace looks like for them as consumers. And you would be amazed, and I'm sure we're going to dive into it in detail, how much you could save on your auto insurance if you just took those couple of minutes to shop, and then you can save.
Nice. Well, I appreciate that very much. And I love the idea that you're helping people to free up a lifetime worth of money, because obviously we spend money on car insurance every year, so you can do with it what you want instead of just car insurance. So
yeah, it's a strange product. It's one that both the buyer and seller hope is never used. The government says you have to buy it, but both the buyer and seller don't want to use it. It's a strange product category.
Yeah, that's interesting. I never thought about it like that. And I did a little bit of research in advance of the show, and the car companies spend millions or billions of dollars a year on advertising.
An incredible amount of money. The auto insurance industry is about a $240 billion industry, and they spend north of $7 billion. That's B, billion dollars each year trying to get you to shop and save. One of the largest advertisers in the world, Geico, spends $1.5 billion drilling that beautiful little gecko into all our heads.
Well, and I guess it's working.
It does. I mean, if you think about it, there's 300 insurance companies, auto insurance companies in the U.S. But okay, for most people, if I said name five or more, they're going to get to number one, to number two, to number three, to number four in most cases. And then all of a sudden they're like, wait a minute, I'm sure there's more. There's 300. And because of the advertising, you're lucky to be able to name five of them. So the advertising certainly works to shrink your consumer consideration set. And that's one of the things that we're trying to do at Compare.com, is let you know there's tons of great companies out there that can offer you fantastic insurance, in many cases, at much cheaper prices.
Nice. Okay. So the industry spends $7 billion, and it was Geico that spends at least or over a billion?
Geico spends about $1.5 billion. Progressive and State Farm spend about $1 billion. Allstate's the next one, probably spends $750 million. So all those sponsorships, all those advertising dollars, they got to be paid for. And I'll give you two guesses whose wallet those have ultimately come out of.
Right, right. Yeah, I appreciate that. Okay. And the whole pitch is, you know, I'm not going to be able to recall it, but 5 minutes will, 15 minutes will save you 15% or more, is it?
There you go. So okay, you didn't even, 15 minutes could, there's the key word, could save you 15% or more. There are definitely customers out there that Geico is going to be a fantastic option for, that Progressive will be a fantastic option for, State Farm, Allstate. But there are many people that MetLife or Travelers or Allstate or Mercury or Hartford or Travelers, you know, the list goes on and on. There are tons of companies. And it is difficult for you as a consumer and painful from a process standpoint for you to go out and shop all those different insurance companies. So wouldn't it be nice if there were a place like all those travel sites where you can enter your information once and get lots of prices back? That's what we did at Compare.com.
If only somebody would come up with the technology. Excellent.
Yes. Yes.
So you just recognize that this is ridiculous or silly, or it'd be better if there was an aggregator type site.
You got it.
Okay.
You got it.
Nice.
I mean, this is not a product category that people get excited about. You know, when you go out and you buy your new phone or your new tablet, you see a new TV show. Those are the kinds of things that you want to come in and talk to your colleagues at work about, that you put on social media. When was the last time you said, oh, I had this great experience shopping auto insurance? This is a low engagement category, but it is something that consumers spend thousands of dollars on every year. You spend, on average in the United States, $1,000 per vehicle per year. That's $1,000. You start to get to multi-car households, thousands of dollars. God forbid you have a teenager, because all of a sudden you start applying multiples to those numbers. And why? It is a piece of paper that you put in a drawer, and you hope that when you ultimately have a claim, you hope you never do, that they're going to take good care of you. It is very difficult for you to know at the point of purchase that I got a good, the best, or a terrible insurance company. The reality of them, most of them are quite good at what they do. They just want to charge you the most money they can get away with.
Okay. So I think there's a lot of really interesting stuff in there. I guess I'm interested in, out of the 300 auto insurance companies, I assume that there's a rating system similar to like life insurance companies or property and casualty. I guess it is a property and casualty insurance company. And how do you differentiate between those?
Well, there's a couple of ways to think about it. There's a variety of rating things that you can see out there. AM Best puts a financial score on most of these companies, but that's not something that the average consumer can digest and understand. Think about it like bond ratings and those kinds of things. Unless you really want to dig in and understand it, it's hard to differentiate. J.D. Power does surveys on auto insurers. You'll get the same thing from Consumer Reports. But again, they're going to focus on the top 10, 15 insurance companies. So there's lots of insurance companies out there that don't ever make those lists that are fantastic. And that's where it makes it a whole lot harder for you to assess. One of the things that I always tell people is don't worry about your insurance company going out of business. It doesn't happen. Now, I put the asterisk next to that saying it doesn't happen. Of course it can, and it does happen, but it's incredibly rare. And one of the things that is different about insurance is they are highly regulated. Every single state department of insurance regulates every single insurance company, and they're not going to let them go out of business. But if for some reason an insurance company does go out of business, there is a guarantee association. Effectively, all of the rest of the insurance companies get together and, as an industry, say, if somebody goes out of business, we will all share the pain, and we will make sure that the claims of those customers ultimately are paid. So from that standpoint, you should never worry that a legitimate claim is not going to get paid. All insurance companies will do that. Now, you'll find the service levels for certain insurance companies are a little bit different, but that is incredibly difficult to assess. In those cases, our best bet is for you to find an insurance company that is charging you the smallest amount of money that you're comfortable with, and then reach out to Facebook, reach out to, you know, any of your social media platforms and say, does anybody else have this insurance company? In most cases, you're going to find people say, oh, yeah, I have them. They're just fine. And that's what you're looking for, an insurance company that charges you the least amount of money that gives you the service that you request.
Got it. Okay. So that was really my next question, was a matter of service. So checking it out and getting some social proof from people you know, I think that makes a lot of sense. It seems odd to me that one car insurance company can charge as much as they want. Is there no regulation on that, or it's just they let the marketplace sort out what their premiums are?
No, there's tons of regulation, and it's incredibly complicated because it is done state by state as well. Even Washington, D.C. has its own regulator for insurance. So effectively in the United States, there's 51 different jurisdictions for insurance regulation. So lots and lots of controls on what you can price for. As example, in California, they just recently passed a law that says you can't rate on gender. In certain states, you can't rate on your insurance score, which is sort of a proxy, an extension of what your credit information tells about you. So there's lots and lots of variation there on the regulations. Now, what's interesting is the insurance companies can ultimately set their rates very differently. And this is something that we see on Compare.com. On average, the lowest price on average a person sees at Compare.com is around $1,800. Now, there are many people that will see $200 rates and those kind of things. But on average, when you're talking about multiple vehicles, you're going to get an $1,800 is the lowest price. Now you say, okay, so that means then the second lowest must be like $1,820, the third lowest must be $1,840, et cetera. You'd think there's a tight band because of all that regulation.
Right.
Wrong. Enormous breadth in band. And this is what consumers need to understand. The lowest is $1,800. The fifth place insurance company on average on our platform is around $3,500.
Wow.
So first to fifth, you almost double your price. So if you as a consumer bought your insurance 5-10 years ago, if you bought the lowest, great. Maybe it stayed the lowest. Maybe you were, you know, just, oh, I don't really want to do this. And maybe you bought the fifth or sixth or seventh lowest. You might be able to half your insurance cost. And that's one of the things that we tell people. And one of the big takeaways that I want to make sure that your folks have from today's podcast. Over your lifetime, by not shopping around your auto insurance, you could be wasting up to $50,000. $50,000. You start thinking about, what would I do with $50,000? Well, over your lifetime, if you don't shop, you could be missing out on a down payment on a home, a year or two of tuition, some really kick butt vacations, maybe that car that you've always wanted, some fantastic electronics. Shopping around really makes sure that you don't overspend on auto insurance. And why should you? It is mostly a commodity.
Yeah. Well, that's a compelling number right there. And I was just doing the math in my head, and I think you can easily get to $50,000 over the course of, you know, 20, 30, 40 years. So,
oh, it's amazing. Over your driving life, you think about it, you're going to probably drive your car over 60 years. And so the opportunity at 50K, that might be a low number for some of your listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't doubt that. Okay. So what are some of the main factors that drive an individual's price rate?
It varies a lot. There's a whole bunch of different factors that go in. So let's get first things first by state. You know, certain states are more expensive than others. The Great Plains tend to be overall much cheaper. You go to your denser states, Connecticut is an example, and you get some of the highest cost. You might see the average vehicle in South Dakota cost you $700 to insure. It's going to be double that in Connecticut, in New Jersey, those kinds of things. So there's your first big variable. It varies by vehicle. The cheaper the vehicle, the lower the insurance is going to be in general. The more expensive the vehicle, the more expensive the insurance is ultimately going to be. Then in many states, you have the number of miles that you drive. If you drive a lot of miles, you're out there exposing the insurance company to more risk. They're going to end up charging you more money. The one that people don't realize, the factor that that they don't realize that is probably the single biggest factor, is your insurance score. Now, most people go, well, what the heck is an insurance score? An insurance score is something the insurance industry developed about 20 years ago, and it was ultimately intended to use your credit information, not your credit score, but the same information on your credit report, to develop a responsibility score for insurance. And you'll see there's not a direct correlation between those two entities, your credit score and your insurance score. But you will see that, hey, if I've got a really good credit profile there, I'll tend to have a pretty good insurance score and I'll pay a lot less for it. So there's another element. The last one I'll give you, and this is for the more non-standard customers that are listening to your podcast, those folks that might consider letting their insurance lapse. Please do not do that. A, it's not a good thing for society for people to be out there breaking the law and driving without their insurance coverage. But for the personal perspective, lapses are what insurance companies use as a big price increase tool. If you let your insurance lapse, they will charge you a lot more for the exact same coverage because they're saying, hey, you're not being responsible in maintaining your insurance. I'm going to charge you more as a result of that.
Got it.
Yeah, there's dozens more, but those give you a few of the highlights.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And how do you feel about high versus low deductible plans?
This is very much a personal choice, personal decision, but there's some advice that we give folks along the way. The first thing you do is sit down and say, if I get in an accident later today, tomorrow, next week, whatever it may be, how much am I willing to pay out of pocket before the insurance company takes over? You know, for folks, some folks say, you know, I don't want to pay anything. Well, that's fine. That means you're going to pay a lot for that insurance coverage. If you can say, no, I'm willing to pay $500, $1,000, $2,000, your actual ongoing cost for insurance is a whole lot lower. So it's a financial decision that you need to make, balancing how much you're willing to pay if and when you get into an accident versus how much you want to pay on a monthly, annual basis, whatever it may be. Now, the other element, though, that you got to pay attention to is as your car ages. This is a coverage that makes a lot of sense and in many cases required if you have a loan or a lease on the vehicle. But as your car reaches that 6, 7, 8, in my case, 10 years old, you go, the value of this vehicle is now quite small. And so a deductible might be a silly thing to, a comprehensive or collision coverage might be silly to carry in its entirety, even at a very high deductible there. So not only do you need to think about how much you want the deductible is, but also when you should drop that coverage from that vehicle.
Got it. Nice. I think that's very helpful. All right, great. Well, this seems like an incredibly valuable tool and resource. Does the consumer actually have to pay for your service, or how does that work?
Absolutely not. So how our service works, it's exactly like one of those travel sites. So if you've gone to Kayak, Travelocity, Expedia, Orbitz, whatever it may be, we're basically the same thing, but for auto insurance. Now, you have to answer a few more questions. So it's just like the websites that you would see from Geico and Progressive. We're going to have to collect those same details because the insurance companies generally use that same information. But at compare.com, once you enter all that information in, the first thing we do is we protect your data. We're not going to spam you like crazy. You're not going to get tons of phone calls and emails. So here's the first thing I want to make sure. When you give us that information, it's protected. The next thing we do, though, is we do send it to those insurance companies that are on our panel. 70-plus insurance companies, big names that you would know, the Liberty Mutuals, the MetLifes, the Hartfords, the USAAs, on our platform. And we send them that information. And in real time, they send us back accurate rates from their platforms. They're not estimates. They're not guesstimates. They come from those insurance companies. That's another thing that makes our platform and our site very, very different, is you get accurate rates from those insurance companies. Names that you know, and then a bunch of names that you don't know. Now, if you don't take any more action, nothing else happens. This is a service we provide to you for free. So at that point in time, you see your insurance, you may find out, wow, I've been paying $1,500 and the best I see on compare.com is $2,000. So I already got the cheapest. Fantastic. That validated my earlier decision. Or you may be paying $1,500 now and you find out Liberty Mutual would charge me $500 for the exact same coverage. You've got to be kidding me. I've been wasting $1,000 every 6 months, every year, whatever the duration may be. And that's where you're having that V8 moment where you're popping yourself in the forehead going, how could I have let this go on for so long? At that point in time, you click through to the website, you call their contact center, you go to one of their agents, whatever you prefer, and you ultimately transact that insurance with the insurance company. The insurance company pays us when they sell a policy. So from that standpoint, we have an incentive for you to go through and ultimately transact the policy with those insurance companies, but we don't get paid if you don't.
Got it. Great. Well, Andrew, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Loyalty. Loyalty is a fantastic thing. You know, you be loyal to your family. Be loyal to your favorite sports team. But I challenge you to not necessarily be loyal to your insurance company. It could be costing you $50,000 over your lifetime. You have got to have a better place to spend $50,000 than on your auto insurance policy. So we encourage you to shop. Whatever it may be, we hope you'll give compare.com a try as part of that shopping process. But whatever you do, go out there, find that money for you, use it for something that you really want and that you really enjoy.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
Andrew, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you?
At compare.com, www.compare.com.
Excellent. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Andrew your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas and somebody who you think could use 50 extra grand. So go to compare.com and find out how much you can potentially be saving on your car insurance as well. Thank you again, Andrew.
Thanks. Appreciate it, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we are all in this together.
What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on!